This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. Two tribes say that Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy and his administration aren't doing enough to consult with their leaders on big issues facing the state. From KTOO Public Media, Christy Schallenberger reports.
The Rutchikahamut Native Council in Bethel sent letters to three state agencies asking for government-to-government consultation on the permitting process for the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. The agency commissioners, all appointed by Governor Mike Dunleavy, said no.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe they were denying our request. It was like another shutdown to our voices.
That's Mary Mathias, ONC's Natural Resource Director. In a letter to ONC, the commissioners say they want to treat all Alaskans fairly. In this case, they say government-to-government consultation is a federal process and not applicable to state permitting. The Dunleavy administration also refused to consult with the Chilkat Indian villages over the proposed Palmer Project, a mineral exploration effort. Dunleavy says he's willing to use the government-to-government process only if it leads to a, quote, absolute outcome.
Then my wife and my children are tribal members. I have a lot of friends who are tribal members. We're going to be sitting down with various stakeholder groups associated with rural Alaska and Native Alaska. And we want to have genuine conversations, though, that move us from point A to point B. We just don't want to have conversations just for the sake of conversations.
Kendra Kloster is the executive director with the nonprofit group Native Peoples Action and a member of the Tlingit and Haida tribe. She says every time a new governor steps into office, tribes must play defense.
We're constantly defending and trying to make people understand that, you know, Alaska Natives have been here. We've been stewards of this land. Every 4 years, we might have to be doing that same education part of it.
Kloster says government-to-government consultation should be standard in Alaska.
That was Christy Schallenberger in Alaska. A record number of Native women are running for city council in Rapid City. They make up one-third of a crowded field for positions in four of the city's five wards, as well as a mayoral candidate. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports.
Chante Hart is Lakota and enrolled with the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. She says she's focused on infrastructure, education, affordable housing, and bettering race relations in the city.
You hardly ever see Natives on city council, and I think that that is a problem. You know, it needs to reflect our population, and so we decided to come together and say, you know, let's get people to run. And I said, you know, if no one's going to do it, I'll do it.
Of the 10 current council members in Rapid City, not one has any tribal affiliation. The U.S. Census Bureau puts Rapid City's Native American population at about 11%, but some researchers believe the percentage is much higher. Around 23.5%. Natalie Stites-Means is Lakota and enrolled with the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. She is incumbent Mayor Steve Allender's first challenger since taking office. Stites-Means says there's not enough compassion in the city's decision-making process. According to Rapid City Police statistics, there were just over 700 arrests in total each month in 2018.
I'm a daughter of law enforcement. I am a daughter of Vietnam-era veterans. I know very well the work ethic and the values of people who come from, you know, the military and law enforcement. You know, and I also know the difficulties and the shortcomings in letting that type of perspective dominate your city politics.
Rapid City voters head to the polls in June for municipal elections. For National Native News, I'm Lee Schrubinger in Rapid City.
And I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.